Good evening. I'm realizing how much I don't like being in front of people, but I'll pray for the Lord to help me. So, Father in heaven, thank you for sending your Son to die for us and to be the sacrifice so that we can be in heaven with you. Help unsaved people in the meeting tonight that they would just trust this and just believe it. And with all that, I ask, amen. So I'll, my notes go. I'll start out here and I might get scared. Exodus. Exodus 24, verse 12. This is talking about the law and Moses. I think this thing is working. So I'm going to read NLT because he's, believe me, you guys do not want to hear me try reading the KJV in front of people. Then the Lord said to Moses, come up to me on the mountain. Stay there, and I will give you the tables of stone on which I have inscribed the instructions and commands so that you can teach the people. So Moses and his assistant, Joshua, set out, and Moses climbed up the mountain of God. So it calls Joshua his assistant, and in the KJV it says, his minister, which that means to serve and to teach. So keep that in mind. I'll go to Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10 and verse 45. It says, for even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. Son of Man is Jesus Christ, and he died for us. And if you go to KJV, it says minister, same word, to serve, to teach. And maybe you're getting tired, but I'll flip over to Romans 3. Romans 3 and verse number 19. It says, the law applies to whom it was given. Its purpose is to keep people from having excuses and to show that the entire world is guilty before God. No one can ever be made right with God by doing the law, doing what the law commands. It just shows how sinful we are. So Moses in the Bible, God presented the law to him, and he presented that to the Israelites. And it showed their sin and showed that they were guilty, but it couldn't save them. It just showed them that they were guilty, and they couldn't enter the promised land. I'll flip over to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 8. It says, now if Joshua had succeeded in giving them this rest, the rest like Jesus Christ gave us when he died on the cross for our sins. If Joshua had given them this rest, God would not have spoken about another day of rest to come, the special rest. So Joshua, clearly, if you guys can tell, he's a picture in the Old Testament of Jesus. And the Lord brought grace to the Israelites through him. And he used him to save them and give them another chance to enter into the promised land, which he did bring them in, and Moses didn't. The law didn't bring them into the promised land, and the law can't bring us into heaven. If we went even deeper, I was doing some research. Moses' name means drawn out, because he was drawn out from the Nile. He'd drawn the people out of Egypt, and he drawn us out of self-righteousness, and we just realize that we're guilty before God because of the law. And Joshua's name means Yahweh is salvation, which is the same meaning as Jesus. So I'll go to Numbers 27 to kind of have some proof. I guess. Maybe not everybody believes me, I don't know. Numbers 27 and verse 12. One day the Lord said to Moses, "Climb one of the mountains east of the river and look out over the land I've given the people of Israel. After you have seen it, you will die like your brother Aaron, because you guys have both rebelled against my instructions." And if you flip over a little bit more to Deuteronomy 3, it verse number 25. He's saying how he was pleading with the Lord. He says, "Please let me cross the Jordan so I can see the wonderful land on the other side," which is the promised land. He's begging God. And then he says to the Israelites, "The Lord was angry with me because of you." He's blaming his sin on the Israelites, which we have to take responsibility for our actions. That is the first thing. The first thing we have to do if we want to be saved, we have to realize that we are sinners and we sin before God. So if you know the story, God asked Moses to speak to the rock to get water out of it so the people of Israel would have water. And he thought he knew better than God. He hit the rock. And for that, he couldn't enter the promised land. And he blamed the Israelites. That's like us. If we don't take responsibility, we can't be saved because we don't realize we need a Savior. But if that's all, then we would just go to hell realizing that we're sinners and nothing would happen. But there was a remedy. And if we turn back to Romans 3, it speaks a bit about that. Our only hope, Jesus Christ. Verse number 21, "But God has shown us a way to be made right with him without keeping the requirements of the law, as was promised in the writings of Moses and the prophets long ago. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ." So anybody who's not saved, you got to recognize your sin and just believe that Jesus Christ paid for your sin. It's as easy as that. You just accept the gift of salvation. And I did that when I was 6 years old. I just believed it. I just believed that Jesus died for me. And that was our sacrifice. And will you accept that? That's all I have.